Good afternoon. I have not preached maybe for 3 months. I preached in May, maybe. I was assigned to preach, but somebody will come on the very day I preach and let them opportunity to preach here or give a testimony, like Katrina's parents, and maybe some Sunday for Kevin. I don't know. But finally, I'm back here. And the series of my sermon of this year is called Message of the Cross. Somebody remember that? And this afternoon, I'd like to share that one of the message of the cross is sacrifice. Yeah, this is the central, essential message of the cross, as you know. And but I'd like to expand the meaning of the sacrifice from the very basic, very beginning of the teaching about sacrifice in the Old Testament, which is Leviticus. One, I should read chapter 1 to 7, but I cannot read the whole testimony, but so I choose just the beginning of the whole explanation about the sacrifice. Leviticus 1, verse 1 to 13. So if you have a Bible, please open. If you don't, just read this. The Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to the Lord, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he is to offer a male without defect. He must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to the Lord. He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He is to slaughter the young bull before the Lord, and then Aaron's son, the priest, shall bring the blood and sprinkle it against the altar on all sides at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an Aaron pleasing to the Lord. The priest is to burn all of it in the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from either the sheep or the goats, he is to offer a male without defect. He is to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priest, shall sprinkle its blood against the altar on all sides. He is to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of it and burned it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord. Ah, that's tough to read. But somebody who does not know about the system of sacrifice, offering in Old Testament. In Old Testament, for Jews, they have the temple, and there is a particular place, it's called altar, and they kill the animal in front of the altar and burn it to worship, to have a communication with God, and to cleanse their sins or atonement, the kind of thing. So the sacrifice is the center of the whole system of Mosaic law. So this is the picture. Somebody read the Bible and imagine and draw. And this is this one is the altar of incense, and the center runs the altar of burnt offering and laver, which is the pan for water. You can wash the inside of the animals. So, but this is the only place they can give their service, worship to the Lord, the only God. So if you want to have, get close to God, you have to bring some animals and kill and burn. That is the only way that you can have the communication, the relationship with God. Really tough. Yeah. Really tough. Yeah. We can't. Yeah. And if we do this in this 21st century, what happens? What happens? Yeah. But as a matter of fact, the Jews, they want to do this as soon as possible. You know that? But they can't do that because they don't have the place. They're the only one place, particular place, the Mount of Zion. That is the only place allowed to give the offering, which is where is the Mosaic temple is there. You know the Golden Dome? That is the place they can put their own temple. So that's why they are crying or pray. They're praying towards the place. You know the wall in Israel? And they're praying and hit their head toward the wall, they're not hit their head to hurt themselves. They're praying toward that direction. That's the only place they can give the they can build the build the temple, which means they can give the offering. So as soon as they get the place, they'll build a temple and put the altar and burn the offering. Yeah, I want to know. I want to see. Yeah. Every day, morning, night, and people bring the sheep, goat, bulls, pigeons, and kill, sprinkle blood, and burn, eat. Wow, what a bloody religion. Yeah. But that is the central teaching of Old Testament. And if our Lord Jesus did not die on the cross, which means he did not become our true sacrifice. We are supposed to give this offering every day. You know that. Without this one, cross, we are, maybe we have to wait for a couple of days to give one offering, right? Because many people are coming from all over the place. This is another picture. See, there's a priest, Aaron's and his sons. They put the costume, they put a cap on it, and but their job is killing the animal and burn. You know, they're priests, but they look like so, you know, bloody, and smell terrible every day. Oh, I'm so glad I'm a pastor, not a priest. If I'm a priest, my wife maybe doesn't get close to me even though. Please, honey, take a shower and wash yourself. And maybe she checks many times and sometimes she doesn't want to get close to me. Yeah, this is the picture. But the offering, there are five the five offerings in Leviticus. If you read from we read chapter 1, but if please read chapter 1 to 7, there are five offerings in the Leviticus. The first one is called burnt offering. And next one is meal offering. Yeah, meal offering is a harvest offering. And the third one is called peace offering. Fourth one, the sin offering. The fifth one is a trespass offering. And there's five different offerings, different animals, different way to give, and different way to eat. But all these five offerings are very important for the Jews' religious life, and they have to give the offering an occasion. If they commit sins, they have to give the sin offering. If they want to have the peace, or they want to have a fellowship with God, they have to bring the peace offering. And every morning and every night, the priest give the burnt offering, and such, you know. So they live with offering. They live with sacrifice. Because, as I told you, the offering, sacrifice, is the only way to live with God. Is the only way to worship God. The only way to have a fellowship with God. So, if you read the Bible in the New Testament, in Jesus' time, they have the temple. So they go to the temple and give the offering. But at the time, they do not have enough animals. So they open this market, pigeon market or sheep market, animal market. So they sell the animals, those who come to the temple to give the offering. Yeah. And also, these five offerings are not cheap, not easy. Very sometimes expensive. Like a sheep, you know, or even pigeon. Sometimes they have to give goat. And these animals have to, we read the no defect. And sometimes 1 year old male. It's very expensive. But they have to give that animal. They have to give that particular animal. Otherwise, God does not accept it. Wow, it's so meaningful. For me, 2 year, 3 year, okay, male, female, don't matter. But God said 1 year old male defect sheep. What does it mean? What does it mean? Because the offering has to be perfect. Because God is perfect. Offering has to be pure. Because God is holy. The whole teaching about offering give us the teaching about God and give them about the relation with God. So the offering is the visual, experienceable teaching about the religion. But now we do not give the offering. We do not kill any animals. Why? Because Jesus became the perfect offering for us. That's why we don't need to kill the animals. But we have to learn from the teaching of the offerings. Don't skip the Leviticus when you read the Bible. Okay. Because the Leviticus is the most important scripture in the Old Testament. You know that. Agree? Okay. Because the Leviticus tells us, teaches us about the sacrifice. And the sacrifice is Jesus. So when you read through the Leviticus, we read the whole figure of Jesus Christ. When we read the Leviticus verse by verse, we see the picture of Jesus verse by verse. Leviticus is the most important teaching in the Old Testament, even for Christians, even for 21st century Christians. Do not give any burnt offering, no meal offering, no sin offering. Why? Because Jesus became the perfect offering. This is the old picture designed by R.K. Campbell. Yeah, it looks like old, huh? I had a chain Bible, King James. Yeah. And my father had, and the end of the Bible, they had the whole bunch of these kind of pictures, you know. And I love it. But R.C. Campbell made a wonderful picture about the relationship between cross and the five offerings. One, the burnt offering, male or burnt on altar, exchange for priest. Number two, meal offering, fine flour, oil, frankincense, no leaven, honey, seasoned with salt, open pan, frying pan. Number three, peace offering, male or female, blood, fat, kidneys for God, breast, right shoulder for man. Number four, sin offering. Number five, trespass offering. Let me read the explanation, short, brief explanation about this picture. Number one, burnt offering. We have the highest aspect of the work of Christ, where he is seen offering himself up entirely to God to do his will, even unto death. The whole offering, except the skin of the animal, was burnt upon the altar, and all went up to God as a sweet savor. It pictures Christ who gave himself as a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, Ephesians 5:2. Christ is not seen here as bearing our sins, but as accomplishing the Father's will, glorifying him and vindicating the holiness and majesty of his throne. Wow. Number one. Number two, meal offering. This offering typifies Christ as the perfect and sinless man and presents to us his wonderful person and his spotless life, which was ever an offering of a sweet savor unto God. There is no shedding of blood in this offering. Number two, meal offering, no blood. No blood. Just fine flour, oil, frankincense. There is no shedding of blood in this offering, so it speaks of the perfections of Christ's person and life rather than of his death. The fine flour pictures his sinless humanity with its evenness of moral qualities. The oil pictures the grace and power of the Holy Spirit which characterize his life. While the frankincense is emblematic of the sweetness and fragrance of his person and life. Wow, I love it. Ah, beautiful. Now, I don't know that. Yes, meal offering shows the perfect man. No blood, but shows the perfect life of Christ. Number three, the peace offering. This was also an offering of a sweet savor to God. The blood, the fat, and the kidneys of the offering were put upon the altar as the food of the offering made by fire unto the Lord. God loves fat. I don't know why. I don't know why. But God loves fat. Maybe he's worried about our fat. But fat is the most important part of the whole the meat. Yes, the Jews love fat so much. Yeah, not like us. But fat and kidneys. God loves kidneys too. His kidney is so delicious. God loves blood too. Blood, fat, and kidneys. That is for God. Put upon the altar, and that is God's part. Then the breast was given to Aaron and his sons, and the right shoulder and the breast is for Aaron and his sons. Yeah. This was man's part. Thus God and man both fed on the same offering. God and man both fed on the same offering, which speaks of communion and fellowship. Wow, it's really a beautiful picture. One animal, some parts for God, some parts for men. Maybe we'll do that next time barbecue at Bob's house. Some parts are burnt. Yeah, burnt the oil. Burnt the fat for God. Yeah. But others we eat with prayer. No, we don't need to do that. But as I told you, the whole offering system is also works for the teaching, about who God is and who we are and how should we fellowship with God. So through these offering and eating time, they talk to each other, and father teach the children and those kind of things. And of course, our peace offering is the Lord's Supper, as we will do later. And Jesus gave us the new type of peace offering. But Jesus gave his own body and his own blood to have a communion with God. Wow, how sweet. Number four, the sin offering. The special feature of this offering is in the whole bullock being burnt upon the ground outside the camp of Israel after the blood and fat were put upon the altar for God. So of blood and fat for God, the others burned outside the camp because this is the offering for sin. This offering was for sin and pictures to us Christ who was made sin for us and endure the judgment and wrath wrath of God against sin in our stead as a substitute. The holiness of God and the awfulness of sin are brought out in the bullock being entirely burned upon outside the camp. It pictures Christ forsaken of God as our sin bearer as given in Psalm 22. So sin offering is really a true picture of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Of course, Jesus the cross shows the burnt offering, there's a worship, and the meal offering, and also the peace offering, especially the sin offering. Jesus was crucified outside of the town, like this teaching about the sin offering. But Jesus became our sin offering. That's why in John, Jesus is called the Lamb of God. And number five, trespass offering. Sin is looked at the trespass against the government of God. Amends had to be made for the wrong done, and the fifth part added to it. Atonement was made by the blood of offering, and the trespasser was forgiven. This offering presents Christ, who died for our sins and trespasses on the cross, restoring that which he took not away. He was not only answered to God for our sins and paid our debts by his shed blood, but he has added the fifth part, as it were, bringing more glory to God and more blessing to men than were had before sin was committed. This was the first view the sinner gets of the cross of Christ. Yes, Jesus was also the trespass offering. The whole five offerings shows the Jesus cross. Without his cross, we have to kill the animals every day. But thank you, Lord. Because one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. One sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 10:14. Remember this scripture. This is very important. Because one sacrifice. Without one sacrifice, without Christ, without the cross of Jesus, no one gets saved. No one can have a fellowship with God. No one can even pray to God. Because one sacrifice, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Made perfect forever. Wow, it's wonderful. We became perfect forever. Because by one sacrifice, Jesus Christ. Somebody counted how many animals has to be killed for one man's life. What do you think? How many animals? How many sheep? How many pigeons? How many bulls for yourself? 100? 1,000? Even more. At least 10,000. But it's not enough. But praise God, we have one sacrifice, one perfect sacrifice. And I'm so glad I don't need to go to the altar and kill the animal, put their hands on the animal, and they killed, and they spread the blood, and have to be patient in front of the altar and burn the fat. But please, don't forget, we have to read through the Leviticus and understand the meaning of sacrifice. Then we can understand more clearly, particularly what the cross means to us. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you send your one and only Son to put him on the cross, to make him our sacrifice, our burnt offering, our meal offering, and peace offering, sin offering, trespass offering. Oh, we are now perfect because we believe in our Jesus Christ is our sacrifice. Thank you, Lord. We can worship you not only the place, not only in the temple, but also even in the valley, in the bridge, in the road, in the cars, anywhere. And we can see your face anywhere. We can pray to you all the time, and we worship you, Lord. And also our sins are forgiven. And we became your sons and daughters now, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for one perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.